The training is very important, particularly now, as we are saying that peace is important before we do any development. And of course, we cannot also have development when we have no peace. So the issue of people coming together to ensure that the issues that are undermining peace for them to be able to undertake other development activities have to be aired out, have to be discussed, have to be uncovered for them to be able to find a solution that will help them to restore peace and tranquility in the country to be able to progress in any development activities.
How many participants participate in this training, and who are the participants?
We do have a total of 44 participants. Of these, we have 18 female and also 26 male. We do have a youth group coming from the POC, that are about 25. And then we have also youth groups coming from Benchu Town that are 19. So this makes a total of 44. And these are youth leaders. They are representing various groups, not only youth in the sense of youth group, but also they are women's group, representing young women, and all these people are representing various structures from their respective communities, and they agreed to come together to dialogue on issues that are causing conflict, but also to find solutions that will be able to really help them to go back and unite the rest of the young people. And that makes that the objective is not only to reconcile, but also to impart the knowledge and skills on transformational leadership, but also to help them also to identify issues around their roles and responsibility. What is it really that they should be doing, or they are doing, or they are not really doing enough? And what is it that they should add more to be able to strengthen their capacities as youth representatives, as youth leaders, particularly when it comes to issues of early warning and the early response mechanism, to be able to identify issues around the SGBV, for instance, which are very critical at the moment, but also to report and also to sensitize the community to be able to say no or to put an end to issues related to gender-based violence.
So now you are providing this training to youth group in Bantiu. What change will it create in your community?
Well, number one, as I said, these people are coming together. That is the first and foremost thing. By them understanding each other is the very, very critical point or important thing that will help them to reach out more. So they are going to be a role model as they go back to their respective communities. But again, they will be able to form a network that will involve both groups from the POC and also from Benchu Town. Thereafter, they will reach out the rest of the community members, sensitize them on issues of peace building, the issues of coming together, the issues of stopping or ending the conflict, and they will start dialoguing in a peaceful manner without necessarily causing any commotion. And eventually, we do believe that at some point, we'll be able to bring back peace and restore our communities to where it is to be and to have a better South.
Madam, in this project, so who are your partners in these projects that you are doing now in Bantiu?
Thank you very much. The National Transformation Leadership Institute is doing this training in collaboration with UNDP PACC project, which is based in Juba, and is also reaching out to Bantiu. But also we are working together with ANIMIS here in Bantiu and IOM.
So what is your final remark to the people of this state and the people of South Sudan about this training in Bantiu?
Thank you very much. This is a very important question. The message of peace. We need peace. And we need peace now. But we cannot have peace without transforming our mindset. So the transformational leadership is here to change our mindset in the way we look at the things, in the way we want to work, but also in the way we want to move forward. So having the young people at the center of everything, and these young people is not only men, but also women at the core of everything that we are doing, for they make the majority. We cannot leave them outside. So it's only when we are able to bring them on the table, dialogue, to talk together in a peaceful manner, we'll be able to restore peace.